Saying things the way they are these days is becoming increasingly difficult. Political correctness is running rampant, masquerading as diversity, truth, and tolerance, when all along it's destroying people's lives with a lie. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I read the other day of a local school that was planning on banning the terms father, mother, girl, and boy in the name of inclusion by not hurting the feelings of those who identify with a different form of gender and sexuality. I have much compassion in my heart for those who do identify differently. I have no doubt that their feelings are really quite genuine. But since God created us in His image, male and female He created us, I also have to speak plainly. Those feelings, those perceptions, are a delusion. They do not reflect the genetic reality of a person. I say that because as Christians we're called to speak the truth in love, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. What I see today amongst God's people is something between reticence and fear of speaking out the truth plain and simple. You and I well know that all of the apostles, Paul in particular, were persecuted and likely martyred for speaking the truth. Writes Paul to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, "Indeed, this is our boast, the testimony of our conscience. We have behaved in the world with frankness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and all the more towards you." That attitude landed him on death row. Yet still, he spoke the truth with frankness and godly sincerity, however unpopular it may have been. Part of loving people is to speak the truth to them in love, in kindness, with frankness and in godly sincerity, even if that truth isn't welcome. That's God's word, Fresh, for you today. Knowing the truth has an amazingly supernatural propensity to set us free. That's why I'd love to share more of God's life-changing truth with you. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.